Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life. Today, I'm going to be talking about the many transitions I've had in life. I started life off in England, in a beautiful countryside home. I was a sickly child right from the age of 2.5 when I got the Asian flu, and so I lived a very quiet life. From there, at the age of 5, we moved into town. We lived in a beautiful big house, 3 stories, massive rooms, right opposite a gorgeous park. And we were there for a few years, and then we moved to another big house, which was built in the 1930s with a beautiful horseshoe driveway in another town, a town where I was born, Louth in Lincolnshire. And that is where my papa died. And so then, we moved from the second house to a bungalow. And a bungalow that my mother designed. And then from there, we went to the 1930s house where my dad died. And this all happened under the age of 11. So from there, my mama and I moved to another house. And from there, we moved across the seas to South Africa. In South Africa, lived in numerous places. Numerous. When I say numerous, I mean many. Lived in Cape Town, lived in Joburg, lived in Cape Town, lived in Joburg. Moved around a great deal. I was young and free-spirited and always on the exploration of life. I left there after 11 and a half years when I was 25 and came to Canada. I was going to go back to the States because I had lived 4 months in the States in 75 and I wanted to go back there. And the deal was this because I had friends here in Canada that would be here for a year and then move on back to America. 5.5 months into being here in beautiful Vancouver, BC, in Canada, I met my now ex-husband. Well, we proceeded to have a relationship, get married and have a kid and all of that, and tumultuous marriage, 3 kids. And again, what did we have? We had 1, 2, 3, 4 moves. And so I've moved around a great deal. The last house we lived in for 17 years. And then after that, after the divorce and we sold the house and everybody had graduated from school, I decided that give it a try and go back to the States. I was involved with somebody with a quantum electric motor and I had taken a place in the States and we had a place here as a base and we were going to go back and forth. That unfortunately didn't work out due to visa problems because somebody at the border wanted to prove her stuff and just screwed things up for me completely. That was 50 grand lost and down the drain there, never mind what was still to come. So from there, it was almost a downward spiral. I lost a great deal of money. I'm in my 50s. It's hard to get that back. We were trying to find people and investors here in BC, and we did find some people, but over that year, all it was more and more people wanting more and more percentage with doing absolutely nothing for it. And eventually the technology was stolen from us and we were kicked to the curb and life had to start all over again. And for me, it started in podcasting. That was my cosmic 2x4 and my redirect. And that was 12 years ago. So in that time, in that 12 years, I have moved 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and I'm about to move again. So I don't know, maybe there's a little bit of nomad in my soul, but I'm hoping that this last place, this next place I go to, is my last place. My daughter and her husband have bought me a mobile home. We went looking around at townhouses and apartments, and they were pokey. All of the apartments seemed to be at the very end of the corridor, and every time I walked down that corridor, it reminded me of The Shining. It was dark and miserable. All the apartments were pokey and small. No storage room, no room to swing a cat, never mind to entertain two growing grandchildren. And they were expensive. And in the end, it was, "Mum, how do you feel about a mobile home?" And we looked at them, and we looked at two. The first one, the offer didn't go through. Somebody beat us out to it. We looked at the second one. In the meantime, the first one came back, and "You've been accepted." Now, I didn't quite know what to expect, but when I went to see it, I realized that it was around 500 square feet more than an apartment, had a balcony, a deck, which partly was covered, a garden, two huge sheds for storage, and it was over 1,000 square feet, three bedrooms, albeit two bedrooms, very small, but small guest room, another room for the office, nice big bedroom, and a big open kitchen, living room, dining room area, windows either side, very, very bright. And I look at that compared to what we were looking at, which was at least double the price. And it was kind of a no-brainer. I'm moving into a place that's 55 and older. So the beauty of it is that I'm more likely to meet people and make friends in that arena, because there's only 42 units in it, than I am in an apartment block where people just go down their little corridors, go into their apartment, and never see anybody. So it's 10 minutes away from my daughter and my grandbabies, because I'm going to be looking after them a little bit. And it's got a beautiful green belt behind it, and apparently deer come along. I've got a monkey puzzle tree outside and a few other trees. And it seems to be kind of really nestled in amongst nature. From the driveway, you can see there's a lake just over there. And it's still 10 minutes from my daughter, 4 minutes from daycare, 5 minutes from downtown, 15 minutes away from the big shopping centers, 5 minutes to closer shopping center. So it seems to be absolutely excellent. Now, the sad thing is, I'm going to be leaving Victoria. I love Victoria, BC. If you've never been here, do come. Wonderful array of restaurants, beautiful walks along the waterfront, some wonderful old architecture, the fabulous museum, BC Museum, and the IMAX Theatre. We have lots of wonderful things going on there. And the beautiful drive going, I'm moving to Nanaimo, which is an hour and 40 away. But you go over the Malahat and you stop and look at some of the beautiful views. There's places you can stop and see the views out there. Sorry, I'm going to sneeze. Am I going to sneeze? No. There's blossoms outside my window, and I sneeze. And it's a beautiful drive. So not only am I going to be near my daughter and my son-in-law and my two gorgeous grandsons, I'm much closer to the ferry, which hop on the ferry and over to see my other two children in Vancouver. But I have a place for them to stay. I have a couch that will be a spare bed, a double bed in the guest room. Plus, my daughter has a guest room, and so it's going to be wonderful. People can come back and forth and see us and stay with us. Where I have been living for the last 5.5 years is with wonderful Audrey, who's about to turn 91, still drives, still cooks, stronger than me, stubborner as a mule, but just a gracious soul with so much heart and soul about her. I will miss her. I'll still be very much part of her life, and I will come up and visit. And I'm hoping by tonight that we have found the right person to replace me, that's here to be a companion and a friend and a cohabitor with her. So life is about to change again. Now, I knew that 2024 was going to be a good year for me. At the end of December, I put out my own memoir, which people have been asking me to write, and I wrote, and it's out there. And then in February, I put out our Forgotten Children book, which is a project of mine, where 14 other authors join me on what needs to change in our systems around our children, around raising them and supporting families because of the dysfunction that is happening out there today. What needs to change? This is book one in the series. Dare to Live Fearlessly book, which the paperback will be out very soon. I contributed a chapter into that. And as of the end of May, Mission 262. I'm in another book with 261 people all contributing words of wisdom. So it's been a massive year for that. There's two more books to come this year. I'm going to wait until I'm settled and then I'll get the rolling there. That will be Coaching Your Self-Discovery, where I will feature about 20 coaches who'll be a part of the book, sharing their wisdom, their skills, their tools for people on their self-discovery. And then at the end of the year, I hope to have our Forgotten Seniors book out. But I'll be in my new arena. So a new office, a new place. First time I've been living on my own in 43 years. So it's going to be an adjustment, absolutely. But I absolutely love stepping outside onto my deck, having a cup of coffee, watching nature dance around the trees, just feeling the warmth of the sun. And I apparently get sun on both sides of the place. So it will be sunny all day, which is lovely, and getting to meet people, having coffee mornings. But I'm going to be busy. Be 4 days a week, I'll be doing podcasting and book preparation. 2 days a week, I'll be looking after the boys. And 1 day a week, I hope to have doing nothing, but then most likely it'll be catching up. So it's going to still be a busy time. Plus, in August, my son gets married. So in June, we have the bridal shower. In August, we have the wedding, and it's a 3-day event. And then I hope in September, October, somewhere around there, I hope to get a puppy dog. Not necessarily puppy, a rescue dog, a little dog to keep me company. And I'm putting that out as my 70th birthday present from my kids. A little dog that is a lap dog that's here just to snuggle up with me and keep me company. So lots and lots of changes. I've lived in 4 countries. So I've lived, born and raised in England, lived in South Africa, lived in the States, live in Canada. I'm coming up to 44 years in Canada. I have traveled 24 countries. My daughter has beat me out on that. She's the free spirit. She didn't marry and have children. She's that free spirit that she works and then she travels and she goes and explores people and countries and leaves the essence of her beauty behind wherever she goes. And I envy that in some ways, but of course children was extremely important for me to have, and I had 3 and very much part of all of their lives, and I'm very, very blessed. So I'm used to uprooting and moving and starting again. I have to admit, in my 69th year, I would like this to be the last time. I have enough changes going on in my work. So changes going on in my foundation. I've been asking the universe for quite some time now, please give me a sanctuary that I can root in so that I can spread my wings in all that I do. And I believe this is it now. The interesting thing is, I never actually thought I'd be in a mobile home. But when you think about the housing shortage in the world, it makes sense. You take maybe 3 lots and you put some mobile housing on there or tiny housing on there. And it means that you're getting more people sharing one piece of land instead of one big house on one lot. And it also builds a community. You've got people, neighbors, where you support each other, interact with each other, and it just becomes more cohesive. So I think we're going to be seeing a great deal more of this in the future. And if you had told me that a mobile home was going to be over 1,000 square feet, was so roomy, so bright, on a piece of land. Yes, you pay a strata for the land, but I never would have entertained it, because one thinks of trailer homes and run down and, poverty. And no, I have come across now more and more awareness of that it is a very cohesive living. It's a community on its own. And when we are thinking about what's going on out there. Not everybody wants to be in a high rise, and the apartments that they're building today are like city blocks, hundreds of apartments packed in there, all tiny little pods. And again, how do people know each other, right? So, these kind of communities are where things are more friendly and you have more opportunity to get to know people. And really, we do need to bring back the village. We do need to bring back that cohesive community. You don't have to get on with everybody. You don't have to be pally-wally. You can certainly be neighborly, you can be friendly, but there's most likely, when you're in that kind of arena, mine there's 42 units, that you get to meet some people that you strike up a friendship with. And it's also a community where people look out for each other, celebrate together, share whatever together. And I'm hoping it is that kind of community. I am looking forward to it. What I'm not looking forward to is all the packing. I've got so many books and, of course, clothes that I normally have my seasonal clothes under my bed and change over. But the trouble is, I've got nowhere to pack those clothes because everything's else in the case. So there's so much to pack. But as of the 25th of April, I am shutting down. I am packing like mad because I leave on the 1st of May. And then on the 4th of May, I go over to Vancouver, where my son and daughter-in-law are helping me pack up my storage unit, which has been in there for 6.5 years, and bring all of that over. It's going to be like Christmas again. I've forgotten what I've got. Do I have a kettle? I can't remember. All of that stuff that you've forgotten because it's been packed away. And beautiful thing is, I have secure sheds. I can put stuff in there and bring out one box at a time and look, do I want to keep the do the kids want to have it, or is it time to let it go? But I'm not rushed in doing so. I can take my time in doing it, and that makes it much more exciting. So here I go again, on the road again. One thing I'm not going to miss is the constant drive. It's a beautiful drive from Victoria to Nanaimo, but when you do it so often, because I go every 2 weeks, wear and tear in the car, it's, can be sometimes very busy when the weather's bad. It's not so much fun. So although I will be coming up to visit my little Audrey here and come to Victoria, it's not something I'm going to be doing on a every 2 week basis. So I can get to know Nanaimo now, and I've already got two friends there, and I'm looking forward to meeting more people. I'm looking forward to having more time with my grandsons, where it's not Nana leaving and then Nana not coming back for 2 weeks. I will have them for a day and a half every week, and see them in and out and around, and which will be nice. Pop over dinner, they come over to me, things like that. Go over to grandma's house. I'm giving my daughter and my son-in-law two date nights a month, where I take the kids overnight and they go out and be husband and wife, which at the present moment with two babies is not something they're getting to do. So I'm looking forward to doing that as well. So I'm really looking forward to this transition. Hopefully, my last physical transition in my life. The reason why my son and daughter-in-law have done this, I help them with the babies right now, and they're there for me as I get older. There's only two or three steps up into the place, and everything's one level, which is wonderful, easy to maneuver around. And as I said, it's a 55 plus unit place, a retirement place. So one looks out for each other, and I'm looking forward to it. But if we have Mary Poppins with her magic bag, which I can throw everything in, or if we have Scotty that can beam my furniture over, or if we have Bewitched, I do have a daughter called Tabitha, she could riddle her nose and wiggle it over, that would be great. But unfortunately, it's not reality. So I am going to have to start packing, and here we go again, hopefully for the last time. So whatever transitions you're in life, yeah, there's the uncomfortable thing of packing and unpacking and sorting where a thing is going to go, but that's also the excitement part of it, that end of it. The settling into a new place, meeting new people, setting down roots, it's all wonderful. This will not be my last transition in life, as far as moving is concerned. I hope it is, but as I've said, four books that I've been in this year, two of which I've produced, two more books this year to produce, Forgotten Children book series 2 next year, and also another book on quantum spirituality, which devices and which things help us rise up in our consciousness. So there's still much more to come, but being settled in a place where I feel it's home and I can manage my life better, I believe that I can spring into the next transition of the business in a much more cohesive way. So whatever it is you have to face, we're never too old to change, folks, never. Though I have to admit, having been a nomad for so long, having a home base would be absolutely wonderful. My place, my sanctuary. First time I'll be living on my own in 43 years, that's going to be a transition. But at the same time, doing what I do all day and then having that kind of peace of quiet, of silence, and not having any expectations on you other than being in my own space is something I'm looking forward to. So here is to the new venture. April is always a huge month for me. I moved to South Africa in April. Got married in April. My dog's birthday was in April. My dad died in April. Got my other dog in April. Started podcasting in April. An awful lot of changes happened to me in April. And so, although I'm moving May 1st, it is April that I've set it everything up for that transition. So, here I go again. And I'm looking forward to it. And if anybody lives in Nanaimo that's listening to this, reach out to me, selfdiscoverywisdom@gmail.com. Let's have a coffee and meet. I've got a whole new arena of people to meet and to interview. And who knows what wonderful stories I have in this retirement community. So I look forward to bringing them to you over the next period of time. And as I said, while I'm gone for that 2 weeks, there are 3,600 shows for you to listen to. All you do is go to selfdiscoverywisdom.com and you look at the tag podcasts, and under each one of those banners is a genre of show topic, and there's several hundred shows underneath one of them. Pick something that you feel needs to feed you right now and enjoy the wisdom. There's a lot to keep you company while I'm away, readjusting and transitioning into a new chapter of my life. So, until next time, folks, bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there, and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show.